that thing 100%. And, you know, several decades later, you know, into the year 2000, you know, my repeater is starting to hiccup and it's starting to hang up and stuff. And I'm like, well, what's this all about? Let me get a reset beep. So here the thing is, you know, it's hanging up and stuff. I'm just, man, I'm going to have to design a new controller and get rid of all this rat's nest. And so I did, and that's what I came up with. But I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to have to. So I bought one of these Arduino boards, one of those Uno Arduinos, and I'm thinking, I'll just design a new repeater controller around one of these. And I started looking at the instruction set, and I'm looking at the development tools, and I bought the development kit, and I started looking at this, and I'm like, you know, I want to go back to, I want to use a 6809, but I can't because the chip's discontinued. And so I started looking, and I'm like, wow, there's this 68HC12 series of parts that came along. And I looked at the instruction set, and I'm like, man, look at this. It looks like it's just like the Motorola 6809, but it doesn't have the user stack pointer, but it's got a whole bunch of other features added to it. So that's what I went with. And so that chip there that you saw on that board, that's what they call an MC9 S12 part. And it has a coprocessor in it. It's got a RISC coprocessor built into the chip that works alongside the complex instruction set CPU. And I'm not using the coprocessor.